here, the Court of Appeal has today ruled that a dead child cannot be identified when a person is charged with killing them, in a judgment that will have major implications for how the media report such incidents. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us with more on this. Orla, what did the court decide today?
Yes, well, this ruling came, Brian, in an appeal taken by RTE and other media organisations in the case of a woman who was found not guilty by reason of insanity of killing her 3-year-old daughter. Now, before she went on trial in October last year, the Director of Public Prosecutions applied for reporting restrictions preventing the identification of the deceased child, and this meant the mother's name couldn't be published either. And that application was made under Section 252 of the Children Act, and that makes it forbids the media from publishing anything in relation to any proceedings for an offence against a child. You cannot publish anything that would identify the child. The media challenged those restrictions, arguing that the definition of a child in the legislation did not include a child who had died before the age of 18. But in the judgment delivered this morning by the Court of Appeal, that court found that it was not possible to interpret the legislation as not including a dead child. So it found that there was no exclusion for a child who had died. And the upshot is that once someone is charged, a child victim cannot be named, and the accused person can't be named if by doing that it would identify the child or the children who are dead. Mr Justice George Birmingham said he appreciated that the media may find the ruling surprising, that it also involved a radical departure from what had been a long established practice. But he said the language of the statute was clear and unequivocal. It enjoyed the presumption of constitutionality and must be given effect to. And if change was required, that was a matter for the Oireachtas, he said.
And the implications of today's ruling, Orla?
Yes, well, the judge acknowledged that the outcome may not be a particularly welcome one. It means that victims of violent child victims of violent crime, such as 14-year-old Anna Criagel, who was murdered in 2018 by two 13-year-old boys, can't be identified in the media after those accused of killing them are charged. Now, obviously, there are cases where families would be glad of the lack of publicity, but there are other cases where it's very important to families that the child's life is remembered and brought to the fore, and remembered not just for their death, their violent death, or the details heard in court. That certainly was the case in the Criagel trial. I'm also thinking of the father of three children whose mother has been accused of killing them, who has been very definite that he wants them to be remembered for the happy lives that they led. But in the situation as it now stands, you could have children named when they go missing, for example, or if they are found dead. And yet, once someone is charged, the media could not publish anything else that the families would say about them. The Oireachtas would have to change the law to change this. The appeal court said that if there's a change required, that needs to be done by the Oireachtas. Or there is a provision.
Oh, I think we just have lost Orla's line there, but I think we had most of that story.